Hi.
Good evening. Ha, huh, I win. I started recording before you.
Ah, come on.
What?
The fact that you beat me to it is a little embarrassing.
As soon as I heard you pop in, I hit record.
Wow, you're getting better at this.
Maybe.
So, when are you recording over with Michael?
Tomorrow evening.
Ah, okay.
We were originally scheduled for today, but I feel brain dead after.
I can hear it.
Oh, good. So it's quite obvious then.
Exactly. So I filmed my first YouTube video with the Galaxy Note 9.
And?
I had to redo the orientation.
Did you do it portrait mode?
I don't think I recorded it portrait mode, but for some strange reason, it sure exported it in portrait mode. I mean, it was
still cool.
Cool nothing. It was 4K of... Wow. It was 4K of 60 FPS that I had to realign.
Turn your computer sideways and then it's perfectly aligned.
Right. I'm totally going to do that with a 46-inch TV.
Yeah. Just pick it up and turn it. Also, you could just lay sideways.
I don't have my computer in an area where I could lay down while I'm using it.
You're just full of complaints. Isn't that my job?
I don't know. Whose job is that supposed to be?
Normally, it's mine.
Well, you figure most podcasts have two very different characters that are the hosts, and those characters are very well defined and normally opposite. So if we're both complaining, then what do we do?
Well, that's it for philosophical. Goodbye.
Yeah, we're not ending it there.
Oh, okay.
Just because you're tired, cranky, and need a nap.
I need more than just a nap.
So how did you like the drone footage?
It's pretty nice. I should get a drone.
At least you've got, like, plenty of open area to go filming in out there.
What's the flight time on one of those?
The small one I have, you can get about 15 minutes of flight time.
Oh.
Per battery. So, 4 batteries, you're looking at about an hour of flight time.
Oh, okay. There goes that thought.
Well, the bigger ones go to about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on which one you get.
Yeah, that still doesn't really help.
What were you wanting to do? Have it set to follow you while you were mountain biking?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, you could have the drone take off and then set it to follow you, do like a quick 15-minute trail, and then pop out batteries and do another trail, and then just get really good at doing crossfades in Premiere or something.
Yeah, true.
See, possibilities, man. I mean, like, come on, I just got done doing a pen video with...
You should do a pen video with your drone.
I'm working on that. Not kidding. I'm actually working on that.
I'm trying to figure out how that would work.
Well,
my brain is processing a little slow right now.
Yeah, I've got a friend that has a 3D printer that is making attachments to go out from under the drone into like right in front of the camera. Well, not right in front of the camera, about 8 inches out in front of the camera. So I can have those two arms hold a fountain pen in such a way that it's not obstructing the view, and that way I can get some shots of a fountain pen going through the sky.
That doesn't sound safe for the fountain pen.
Probably not, which is why I'm going to test it out on a fountain K.
Not a preppy?
Not a preppy. Now, we're going to test the drop rig on the preppy first.
I also need a 3D printer.
Yeah, 3D printers are fun. Our DM for Dungeons & Dragons, he printed an entire swamp for our campaign. He spent the last 2 weeks printing, I think it was about 2,500 pieces.
That's a lot of pieces.
Yeah, it's a big swamp.
I keep thinking about all the board game upgrades I could print.
Could you imagine how cool Boardwalk would look on Monopoly with 3D printed pieces?
It would still look like and it would be in pieces on the floor in an hour anyways.
You were one of those people that always got bankrupted by the person who was able to develop Boardwalk and Park Place, weren't you?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I just heard the hate of a thousand suns.
It's because it's Monopoly. It's boring, it's bullshit, and it's just based on luck.
Luck, greed, and a little bit of communism.
Yeah, I'd rather play better games.
For a second, I thought you were going to try to wrap your head around the communism part of Monopoly.
It's for the greater good.
No, by the end of the game, you realize that everyone at the table hates capitalism because it makes you want to punch the person next to you.
Well, it's because capitalism is a pile of now capitalism only helps one person, the person with all the money.
Trying to think who that would be right now.
Well, right now, it's all the corporate owners and the shareholders.
This is true.
We live in a country where it's no longer viable for a company to have steady growth and evenish profits. If there's no year-over-year growth, then it's a dead company. Because short-term benefits are better than long-term growth.
Well, I mean, let's just look at it in very basic form here.
I'm on my money now, damn it. Not 20 years from now.
And come on, just look at the fact that we live in a society where it's required for you to go into medium amounts of controllable debt to prove that you qualify for larger debt for the purpose of like cars and houses without having to pay a 29% APR.
You mean how I need to have a little white piece of paper and 5 years of, or 20 years of experience in order to get an entry-level job?
Yeah, that too. I'm really glad I work for, I mean, I'm really glad I work for Bleep because they didn't require me to have the little piece of paper.
I don't have a piece of paper either.
You know, there's some companies that are going back to the work experience actually means as much, if not more, than the piece of paper now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I dropped out with 3 classes left.
I dropped out twice.
Congrats. Now, to be fair, I do have an associate's.
Oh, I never even got that far.
Oh. Yeah, I made it all the way to 3 classes away from a bachelor's and then dropped out.
I went to college for a year, decided I didn't like it, dropped out and worked in the kitchen for a year, which is a ton of fun, and I ate a ton. And I'm pretty sure the kitchen restaurant lost money while I was working there because I was 19 and I ate a lot.
But did you actually gain any weight?
No.
I hate you.
And then I went back to college for another year and realized, yeah, I really don't like this.
So what do you do now?
Software development, technical support.
Ah, okay.
I'm in IT.
So yeah, I did the whole follow your passion while you're in college and did the whole recording studio thing. And then when that fell through because I got pigeonholed as a grindcore death metal producer, I tried to focus on school and then realized that I didn't like it because I chose a field that was not going to get me a good paying job instead of going into electromagnetic physics like I should have. And yeah, that's when I was like, this, I'm going to drop out. And then Apple picked me up. And then because Apple picked me up, Bleep picked me up and ended up giving me a pretty good job that pays a lot more than I ever would have gotten as a teacher.
Nice. But also you have a state for getting a teaching job.
Every state is a edit. Every state is
you can't edit that.
State.
No editing.
I'm allowed to edit. I'm a producer.
Fine.
To be fair, have I ever actually edited anything out?
Yeah, you keep things.
I keep bleeping the things that if we ever did get advertisers, they wouldn't want those to be said without being bleeped.
Yeah, well, them.
That would be rather interesting to do an entire ad read where every time you mention bleep it out.
I can think of some companies I would want to do that for. Chipotle.
Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
You know Chick-fil-A almost qualifies as a religion here.
Well, it's run by religious nut jobs. Can I say that on our podcast?
I'm going to agree with you there because they are a little bit on the extreme side, even for Oklahoma. Like them and the Hobby Lobby people, they are, they're the type that take it to the extreme. I mean, like, you've got your hardcore Okies sitting here going, yep, y'all are steer too far, which I don't know what that means, but I've heard it said at least 3 times, so it must be something that Okies say.
Wait, does Oklahoma have, like, the southern Georgia accent, too?
No, it's not a soft southern drawl, like you're sitting on the porch sipping a mint julep. It's more like you're sitting there slapping the horse on the ass and seeing how much you can get it to kick.
Hmm.
Right. The fact that I was able to do both of those quite well is a little bit disturbing.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a lot. I was drinking some Jim Beam rye whiskey the other night, and I was playing Civ 6 with my other friend, and I went into this British, like legit British Nature Channel, overly empathetic voiceover voice. And I went on this like 6-minute monologue, and like an idiot, I pulled myself out of the monologue, and my friend starts clapping and he's like, "Bet you $50 you can never do that again. And that was the best voice you've ever done." So far, he's right.
Do it again.
I can't do it again.
It's so disappointing.
I know, I can't get the empathy right, and I keep sliding into my Irish accent. Or my North Dakota accent, don't you know? Actually, that was a little bit more of Minnesota.
That sounded more like, is that TV show or radio show Dad should listen to?
The radio NPR, show with the two guys that wore the flannel shirts all the time?
I think so. It was on NPR, I think.
Bob and Bob?
Maybe.
I don't know. It was the two Canadians. I know which one you're talking about, and the name escapes me right now.
Damn it.
Have you ever thought of moving to Canada and becoming Sasquatch?
I'm not hairy enough.
I've seen your beard. I beg to differ. Wait, Bob and Tom.
No, Bob and Tom is a radio comedy show. Prairie Home Companion.
Yep, that's the one. Yeah. When I go into my Minnesota, Wisconsin voice, I could see that. I could really see that.
I am so tired right now.
I can tell. You're actually a little bit more chipper than normal.
I'm chipper?
Yeah, you're chipper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, normally you're kind of a little bit of a even-paced, quick-witted asshole.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, right now you're kind of an upbeat asshole.
Oh, awesome.
You know, I am going to be spending a lot of time bleeping out this episode.
Do you want me to make some excess bleep noises?
Please don't.
Just so we can confuse the listeners. Was that a real bleep or did you just do that in the mic just to confuse people?
I think it's funny how you've got me.
What? All I heard was bleep.
I'm really tempted to put fake bleep noises in throughout the episode.
I concur. We should.
I'll hide like 12 extra that aren't actual. So like right there, where that'll be a bleep, a long bleep, to make it sound like I was saying something really, really awful.
You were. Did you hear what you said to yourself?
I know. I feel ashamed.
Are we also going to in there?
No, I think I'm going to bleep that too.
Okay. So this is going to be the episode of bleeps.
Yeah.
It's a bleeping episode.
Oh, man. It sounds like you had a productive day. Why don't you go ahead and get some sleep and I'll see you next week.
I don't feel like going to sleep, though.
Well, then go do some other stuff.
Fine.
Well, I feel like I kicked a puppy.
So are you going to be paying attention to September 12th?
Wait, what's going on September 12th?
That's Apple's iPhone announcement party day.
Oh, well, apparently you've already...
Now that you got the Galaxy Note whatever.
I still have my iPhone 10.
X.
It's the iPhone 10.
It's an X.
They said iPhone 10 on stage when they unveiled it. It's the iPhone 10.
Yes, and the new one is going to be the iPhone XS.
Yeah, I know, because they embraced iPhone. The fact that they were idiots with the naming scheme this time around.
Not to burst your bubble, but Apple's not always been the smartest with naming schemes.
You're right about that. My big thing is, until they improve the camera, I am probably going to be using the Samsung for the majority of the stuff, even though it has that stupid 5-minute time limit on the 4K 60fps.
That sounds like turd.
Not really.
Oh, look.
I mean, when I was editing my pen video, when I was recording my pen video, it actually helped me break up the segments.
Because you can only record for 5 minutes.
Yeah, so it helps me think of each part as a scene and what I want to actually focus on during that scene.
I get that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an aggravation, yes, but that's what happens because America has Qualcomm chips and their Samsung Notes, and the rest of the world has, I think it's called the EOSIS chip, and that one, because of how they do the architecture, doesn't generate as much heat, and so they can get away with allowing the 4K to be filmed a lot longer.
Mm-hmm. All right, maybe I'll head to bed.
Well, Phil.
You too.